Good morning, this is Marco with Tapped Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Monday, June 22nd. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices were July corn down 2 cents at 330 and a half, July wheat down 2 cents at 479 and a quarter, and July beans down a penny and a half at 875. A little bit lower overnight as rains fell. We had some good storms around Wichita and Kansas, into Iowa, northern Illinois, parts of central Nebraska got some rain, so a little bit of pressure there. But I wouldn't say there were widespread rains, and I wouldn't say they were overly heavy, but they were still a pretty good drink of water for a lot of these crops. It's interesting that, you know, beans were only down a penny and corn was only down 2 cents off of that. Now the dollar's down 31 ticks here this morning. That could be a little helpful. We did not see any Chinese announcements or any kind of export announcements this morning. Everybody's looking for China to buy more corn and to buy more beans out here. We still haven't seen any evidence that they're buying corn for the time being. We're going to shift a lot of the attention to really two things now, the weather in July and August and the acreage report on a week from tomorrow on the 30th. Once we get that under our belt, I think it's going to be kind of a non-starter. I don't expect to lose too many corn acres to beans. There will be some, but I think it'll be fairly minimal. It's still leaving us with big carryouts, so we've either got to shave it with big demand or with a big problem with supply out here, meaning that the weather's got to turn really ugly. Really not a whole lot else out there. The soybean crush here in the U.S. is pretty strong. If we're going to sell more beans to China, you know, it always seems like when we have these tensions between China and the U.S., we're still able to sell them a lot of beans. Now, Bolton came out with his book, or at least excerpts came out, and it was talking about how President Trump made a deal out here that could put Washington on the defensive a little bit and maybe give the opportunity to the Chinese to buy something at a little cheaper prices. You know, I was hoping that we'd have kind of a dry weekend and we'd gap this thing open higher here today. That certainly doesn't look like it's going to happen. But overall, I think we've discounted prices pretty steeply. The funds are still heavily short soybean meal. They're heavily short corn. So if we can find some reason to drum them in, we could certainly see some higher prices out here. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call. 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.